No. Well, if you were concerned when we had the big flap with Lois Lerner and the whole question of 501c4 organization applications for exemption, he at that point was the
acting commissioner.
Acting commissioner. He was in 2006 and 7 the head of the EO division in Washington. Little down, didn't get promoted a little later. And he decided that the tools available for that the IRS used to evaluate exempt organizations were inadequate. That all the trouble they were seeing was from lack of governance. So, as of 2008, we got a brand new 990. Those of you that see a full-blown 990 know it can be 40, 50 pages. The form itself has 13. There are 16 schedules. Some of them have 6 or 7 pages. And it's really an amazing document that was intended to tell you everything you ever wanted to know and everything they ever wanted to know about that form. It would be interesting to then say, and Kathy knows more about this than I, what they did a couple of years after that, or some year after that, they created a data unit to mine these tax returns. And what were they looking for?
The IRS has gone deep into data analytics just like the rest of the world. And so what they are trying to do at this point is take the information they learn from audits and see how that correlates to various patterns that you find on the tax return, and then use those patterns to find the next organization that they're going to audit.